Kathy Geary. Welcome to a special edition of Now and Then here on WJFF, Christmas with the Beatles.
Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the feast of Stephen, as the slow ray round about, deep and crispy, brightly showed the boot last night on the musty cruel. Henry Hall and David Lloyd, Betty Grable too.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gear year for us, and it's all due to you. When we made our first record on Parlophone towards the end of 1962, we hoped everybody would like what we'd already been our type of music for several years already. But we had no idea of all the gear things in store for us. It all happened, really, when Please Please Me became a number one hit, and after that, well, Court of Blimey's Heather No. Our biggest thrill of the year, well, I suppose it must have been topping the bill at the London Palladium, and then, only a couple of days later, being invited to take part in the Royal Variety Show. This time last year, we were all dead chuffed because Love Me Do got into the top 20, and we can't believe, really, that so many things have happened in between already. Just before I pass you over to Paul, I'd like to say thank you to all the Beatle people who have written to me during the year, and everyone who sent me gifts and cards for my birthday, which I'm trying to forget, in October. I'd love to reply personally to everyone, but I just haven't enough pens. In the meantime, Gary Crimble to you, Gary Mimble to you, Geddy Babel, dear Christmas, happy birthday, me too.
This is Paul here. Everything that John said goes for me too, especially the bit about birthday cards and the parcels. Because all our homes and offices got stacks of mail last June. Ow! Well, it was my birthday. Anyway, we're all dead pleased by the way you've treated us in 1963. And we'll try to do everything we can to please you with the type of songs we write and record next year. Oh, yeah. Somebody asked us if we still like Jelly Babies. Well, we used to like them. In fact, we loved them. And we said so in one of the papers, you see. Ever since then, we've been getting them in boxes, packets and crates. Anyway, we've gone right off Jelly Babies, you see. But we still like peppermint creams and chocolate drops and Donny Mitchell's and all those sort of things, don't we?
Yes, yes, oh yes.
Well, lots of people asked us what we enjoy best, you see. Concerts and television or recording. We like doing stage shows because, you know, it's great to hear an audience enjoying themselves. But the thing we like best, I think so anyway, is going into the recording studio.
Yeah, lovely. We enjoy that.
Love
very
that,
kindly.
To make new records, which is what we've been doing all day before we started on this special message. Well, what we like to hear most is one of our songs, you know, taking shape in a recording studio, one of the ones what John and I have written. And then listening to the tapes afterwards to hear how it all worked out, you see. Well, I'm running out of my time and people are telling me to stop.
Like, stop, Ringo, stop! Stop! Stop shouting
so,
those animals!
I'll finish now with it. Wishing everyone happy Crimble and a Merry New Year, and especially all the ones who paid the subscription.
Ja, das wird und Dankeschön und den Christbund even. Ja, den Christbund either schon. Ja, das wird wunderschön, boy.
Dankeschön.
Ja, Ringo.
Hello, Ringo here. As you know, I was the last member to join the Beatles. I started to play drums in the group 1962. I've been a couple of other groups.
Oh, just wish the people merry, happy. Come on, for Christmas.
Merry, happy New Year. And folks, happy Christmas and may everything you wish be granted.
Singers Wenceslas, King Wenceslas.
King Wenceslas.
Well, good King Wenceslas last looked down on the feast of Stephen, when the snow was on the ground, deep and crisp and even.
Thank you, Ringo. Thank you, Ringo. We'll phone you. I'm George Harrison. Nobody else has said anything yet about our fan club secretaries, Anne Collingham and Betty, you know, Rose. Not to mention Frida Kelly in Liverpool.
Get on, Frida!
So on behalf of us all, I'd just like to say a great big thank you to Anne, Bettina and Frida for all the hard work they've done. And we just hope you can go on pleasing you for a
keep
long
screaming.
Time. Because it's your reaction to our records that really matters. And I'd just like to say, brightly was the shone that night, though the winter cruel, when a pork pie came inside, gathering winter cruel.
gallery, no grain dead. Had a very shiny nose when everybody picked him.
Nicky the red-nosed negro had a very shiny nose. Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right, welcome to the WJFF special show, Christmas with the Beatles. My name is Kathy Geary. We just heard a release that the Beatles did in 1963 for their Beatles Fan Club. And we're going to be listening to all the recordings that they did on their Christmas Fan Club recordings. In 1964, moving right along, on December the 10th, their Christmas single for that year was I Feel Fine on the A side, and on the B side, She's a Woman. And shortly after that, on December 18th, 1964, they released their second Christmas special for their fan club. And on this second Christmas special, they're reading a prepared statement that apparently was written by their manager, Brian Epstein. And as you can tell from the first recording we heard, it's so much fun. For me, when I would hear all of the music that they made, and let's face it, the music is like a lifetime memorable experience. It was so slick and so produced. And then when I get these Beatles special Christmas recordings, I felt like I got to peek behind the curtain, like I got a taste of who they were. And you have to remember that, like, the movie A Hard Day's Night hadn't even been released when these things were recorded. So it was a really special view into the private world of the Beatles. And the four of them, you can tell how close they were. You can tell how close they were and how much fun they had making these records. So I hope you're enjoying our special Christmas with the Beatles. From 1964, I Feel Fine, followed by the special fan club Christmas recording.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know she said so. With me and I feel fine. She's in love with me and I feel fine.
Jingle bell, Hello, everybody. This is Paul, and I'd just like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year. We know you've been buying them because the sales have been very good, you see. Don't know where we'd be without you, really, though.
In the army, perhaps.
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them. We're in number 2 studio at the moment at EMI, taping this little message for you.
Yes, we are.
We are, indeed. I just thought I'd make the... This is the same studio we've used all along since the old days of Love Me Do. It's many years ago, it seems,
doesn't
it?
Oh, those are the days.
Well, that's about all, I think. Except to wish you all a happy Christmas and a very new year. Now I'll pass you over to John. John?
John speaking. Thanks all of you who bought me book. Thank you, folks, for buying it. It was very handy. And there's another one out pretty soon, it says here. Hope you buy that too. It'll be the usual rubbish, but it won't cost much. You see? That's the bargain we're going to strike up. I write them in my spare time, it says here. It's been a busy year.
Did you write this yourself?
No. It's somebody's bad handwriter. It's been a busy year, Beetle Peedles. One way and another, but it's been a great year, too. You fans have seen to that. Page 2. Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas and a merry goo year. Crimble, maybe, and I hand you to George, who'll speak to you. Now!
Thank you, John, thank you.
Hi there!
I'd like to thank all of you for going to see the film. Spect a lot of you saw it more than once.
I did.
Did you? So did I. Thanks anyway, because it makes us very pleased, you know. We had a quiet time making it. Actually, we didn't. We had a great time making it, and we're glad it turned out okay. The next one should be completely different. We start shooting it in February. This time, it's going to be in colour.
Green.
It'll be a big laugh, we hope. Well, we...
big laugh.
It'll be a big laugh.
You and Megan?
And we may see all of you soon. Hope so. Anyway, all the best in Happy New Year and a Happy Christmas. And here's Ringo.
Thanks, George. Ringo, yeah? Well, the others have thanked you for the discs and John's book and for everything. Oh, no, for enjoying the film. I'd like to thank you just for being fans. It's been a funny year, you know. One minute we're in England, next we're away. Suspect you're wondering where we've been.
So
well, Beetle people, we've been to Australia and America and New Zealand and Australia.
And New Zealand.
Is that New Zealand? So back. Much travelling, but you've stayed loyal, haven't you? Anyway, those airport receptions knocked us out, man. Great.
Dig.
Well, that's about it from me. I'd just like to say all the best for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right, we're listening to the Beatles' special Christmas recordings for their fan club. That was from 1964. 1965, the Christmas singles that were released in 1965 on December the 6th, they released an A-B single. The first side was Day Tripper, and the other side was We Can Work It Out. The Christmas recording in 1965 also begins with kind of a parody of one of the singles they released during the year, Paul McCartney's Yesterday. So I thought we would listen to the Christmas singles from 1965. We'll be hearing Day Tripper, followed by We Can Work It Out. Then we'll listen to the track Yesterday. And then we'll be hearing the Beatles Christmas special from 1965, which was released on December 17th.
Got it!
try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out, we can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out, we can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime, so I will ask you once again. Try to see it my way, only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out, work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime, so I will ask you once again. Try to see it my way, only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out, we can work it out.
Yesterday all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
So far away. Now it looks as though we're here to stay. I believe in yesterday.
Don't forget, Christmas is coming. Oh, that reminds me. Let's do a Christmas record.
Let's do a Christmas record.
Yeah, what should we say?
That's a good idea.
Ad-lib. We've got to thank everyone. Remember to thank.
Yeah, thank
you. You can't ad-lib too much because
well,
you miss. Well, thank you, Johnny. It's been nice to know you.
Got to thank everyone for all the presents this year.
Yes.
All for buying the records.
Yeah, especially the chewed up pieces of chewing gum and the playing cards made out of knickers.
On behalf of John and I, George speaking, I'd like to thank you for all the Christmas cards and presents and birthday cards and presents and everything too. as well.
On behalf of George and I, I'd just like to thank you all for the Christmas present and all the rest of it.
Thank you. Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
I see you haven't shaved again.
Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
We've done a lot of things this year, Paul.
Yes.
Well, we've been away.
Yes.
And like last year.
We've come back all right.
Aye, we've had a lot of presents sent to us for our birthdays and Christmases.
We'd like to thank you. Thank you,
thank you for the presents and the cards.
Thank you for the presents.
Happy Christmas to your listeners, where in you can do. We belong to everybody, don't you nick your new. Oh, we to the Jack McGregor pan his bunny ho. Hack your bunny Christmas with a pound of Irish stew.
Thank you, John.
Down in Virginia with the old black door, we got some, we got some. Down in Virginia with the old black door, we got some, we got some.
Forgot and never brought you line. And all acquaintance be forgot
for the sake of auld lang syne. For the sake of auld lang syne, my dear, for the sake of auld lang syne. For the sake of auld lang syne, my dear, for the sake of auld lang syne. One upon the two or three.
Well, for the sake of auld lang syne, that reminds me, Ringo.
Yes.
Last year.
You was here.
We was here. Around the same old mic. Down in the studio.
Same old guitar, same old faces.
It's the same old song, but a different meaning.
Copyright, Johnny.
Copyright, can't say that.
Hey, yeah, all right, what are we going to do? What's out of copyright? Yeah.
How about we'll get the lilacs in an old brown shoe?
Yeah, yes, that's out of copyright.
But,
let's play a request for all the boys in B-A-O-R-E.
Yeah, all right.
What should we play for them? Because there's some, we got some fans in the forces.
Well, here in Munich, it's not quite as fine as it is in London.
Well, Kenneth, the weather's raining here. It's not very good.
Oh, it's not bad over here, but some, you know, we had a bit of rain and all that.
Yeah. Stay tuned in. It's five-way link-up.
If you've enjoyed this program, tune to 29314567 megacycles. If you can't find that, drop it.
Brought to him China down in Vietnam and China and still. And look at all those bodies,
Jordan China. Floating in the river Jordan.
Well, that looks as though it's about it for this
year.
Well,
that should cover Israel.
We certainly tried our best to
please everybody.
Please everybody. If we haven't done what we could have done, we've tried.
And if you haven't got yours, send fourpence in and get a free one.
And seeing as we gather around the Christmas microphone here in the studio, we might as well get together with a little Christmas message for you.
Which goes something
like this.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it does, you know it's here because we've got
singing.
Christmas comes but once a year, and when it does, it brings good cheer because we've got the Christmas.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay.
Christmas Day.
This year has turned out to be a big year for us.
Christmas Day.
One of our biggest years since we can remember.
Christmas Day.
And we can remember a lot of big years. Take bugs.
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
And especially those abroad and those of you in BOR 2459783.
Christmas Day.
There's a lot of us here, one of which a lot of you there, and the weather's perfectly all right, thank you. And don't forget, the old and the new, some folks blue and some folks green. You take no notice of them, it's an all-white policy in this group.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay.
Now it looks as though.
Bless you all on Christmas Day.
brings good cheer. So don't...
Christmas Day.
I'm the bad man, my Christmas Day.
All right, fade it there, Charlie.
Okay, put the red lights off.
This is Johnny Rhythm just saying good night to you all, and God bless you.
All right, well, that's got it done, then. What are we going to do now?
Has he turned it off?
I think he has. Have you turned it off, lad?
Hey, Basher.
And they're still the same.
Turned it off, Basher.
All right, welcome to Christmas with the Beatles. This is a special edition of Now and Then. My name is Kathy Geary, and you're tuned to 90.5 FM WJFF. So we're listening to these special Christmas recordings that the Beatles did. They get really silly in these recordings. One of the things that I always found fascinating about when George Martin was the Beatles producer, and when he started working with them, he had never really worked with a musical recording before. When they first recorded the Beatles, they didn't quite know what to do with them. Rock and roll wasn't really a type of music that they were used to recording at Parlophone. And George Martin had really been producing variety shows, and he produced a series of comedy shows that Peter Sellers, the actor, recorded called The Goon Show. And the Beatles loved The Goon Show. And so in this next Christmas special coming up, the 1966 Beatles Christmas recording, they really do a whole play. They do a whole comedy skit. And it's very much like the Goon Show recordings that George Martin was already producing. So 1966 saw the release of the Beatles' Revolver album. And we are going to be hearing the single from the Revolver album, Paperback Writer, followed by the Christmas release in 1966 was released on December the 16th. And it starts with Everywhere It's Christmas. And then they do a skit. They do a couple of sketches. Podgy the Bear and Jasper and Felpin Mansions. They do a strange little song, Please Don't Bring Your Banjo Back. So I hope you're enjoying our Christmas with the Beatles special. John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr. From their Revolver album, we'll be hearing Paperback Writer, then we'll be hearing that year's recording.
Paperback Writer!
Christmas.
And I'm off to join the char.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year.
I said that.
Everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year.
One more time now.
The story opens in Corsica. On the veranda is a bearded man in glasses conducting a small choir.
Meanwhile, high in the Swiss Alps, two elderly Scotchmen munch on a rare cheese.
Wonderful stuff, this, Agnes.
Aye, it's wonderful stuff.
I'm standing in the entrance to the main tent. Immediately behind me, the festivities have already begun.
Tell me, are you enjoying the wine?
I am indeed, Your Highness.
Hey,
that's well with me.
I am, sir. How are you?
Very, very good. Well,
the king seems to be enjoying himself tonight.
You know, not really, man. That's good for us. It's the old Talbot Festival.
Same time as this, in the captain's mess on board HMS Tremendous, a toast is being proposed.
To Her Majesty!
To Her Majesty!
Podgy the Bear and Jasper were huddled around the unlit fire in the centre of the room.
There are no more matches left, Podgy,
said Jasper.
Then buy some, Jasper, old friend,
said Podgy.
Make a list, and afterwards we'll go to the shop and buy matches and candles and buns.
There's no more paper to write on, Podgy.
No need to worry, Jasper. You keep saying to yourself matches, and I'll keep saying candles until we reach the shop. Then we won't need to write it down. We'll remember.
We'll remember the buns, Podgy.
We both will, Jasper. Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches.
Candles.
Matches. In the long dark corridors of Felpin Mansions, a door slams. And the shadowy figure of Count Balder appears. The Count is the eccentric son of Baron Landsberg, the inventor of the rack. He speaks.
Guten Tag, meine Damen und Herren. Welcome to Felpin Mansions. Butler will show you to your rooms. Butler!
Yes, sir?
Show the ladies and gentlemen to their rooms.
Yes, sir. Come this way, please.
Come in.
May I come in?
Come in, Count.
May I?
Oh, yes, come in.
Ah, thank you. I was wondering if you knew any of the songs from the good old days.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, don't you worry on that score. I hear the Baron likes, I hear the Baron likes a good old tune.
Yes, I do.
So do I, Count. So do I. Well, they're all melody, aren't they? No, don't you worry, I'll play him this one. He liked this one. Is it? Listen to this one.
Please don't bring your banjo back. I know where it's been. I wasn't hardly gone a day when it became the scene. Banjo, banjo.
Yes, everywhere it's Christmas.
Everywhere it's Christmas. Everywhere it's fun. London,
Paris,
Rome,
and New York,
and Tokyo, Hong Kong. Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the char.
Everywhere it's Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere it's Christmas. At the end of.
Everywhere it's Christmas, at the end of every year. Oh, I used to look forward to these recordings every year, and I hope that you are enjoying them today. This is a special edition of Now and Then. My name is Kathy Geary, and we just heard the 1966 Beatles Fan Club recording, their special Christmas recordings that they did every year. 1967 was a turning point year for the Beatles. They released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in June of that year. And in December of 1967, they released the Magical Mystery Tour. And the Magical Mystery Tour had a few different singles come off of it before the album was released, of course. So the first single that we're going to be hearing was released on December the 6th in 1967, Hello, Goodbye. And after that, we'll hear the Christmas, the fan club recording from that year, which was released on December 15th. And the Christmas recording from 1967 is based on the concept of there's like several different groups that are auditioning for a BBC radio show. So the Beatles are pretending to be like game show contestants. They're actors in a radio drama called The Theater Hour. It's one of my favorite Christmas recordings that the Beatles did. Christmas Time is Here Again. All right, I hope you're enjoying the special today. We'll start with Hello, Goodbye from Magical Mystery Tour.
I don't know why. Into Bunsey Remix, stage 444.
Christmas time is here again. 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 In mountains, you know where. Christmas time is here again.
Oh, you tea spell out.
The boys arrive at BBC House.
What do you want?
We have been granted permission, oh wise one.
Pass in peace.
Christmas time is here again.
An audition will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday the 1st in the Fluffy rehearsal room. Bring your own.
Next, please.
Would over here be convenient for you?
Carry on.
Over here. Are you 39?
Next, please.
Get one of us for your trousers. Get one of us for your...
Sitting with me in the studio tonight is a cross-section of British youth. I'd like, first of all, to speak to you, Sir Gerald.
Oh, not a bit of it. We had a job to do, Nigel.
Yes, quite. I don't think you're answering my question.
Oh, let me put it this way. There was a job to be done.
Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again.
On to the next round.
In the recent heavy fighting near Blackpool, Mrs. G. Evans of Solihull was gradually injured. She wants, for all the people in hospital, plenty of jam jars by the Ravellers.
And here it is.
Plenty of jam jars.
Are you?
32.
Never.
I am.
Get away.
I am.
Well, what prize have you got your eyes on?
I have.
Ooh. Well, you've just won a trip to Denver and five others.
Oh, thank you.
And also, wait for it, you have been elected as independent candidate for Paddington.
Oh!
Look after yourself.
Get one of us for your trousers. Get one of us for your
hair. Theatre Hour is brought to you tonight from the arms of someone new.
Hello, I'm speaking from a cold...
Hello? Hello, operator? Hello, operator? I've been cut off. I've been... Hello, it's an emergency.
Get off the show!
They'd like to thank you for a wonderful year.
We'd like to thank you for a wonderful year.
Thank you for a wonderful year.
Carry on.
Look out for yourself. Come in.
And Christmas came as old, and your bonny clay as through. I'll be bristling to you, people. All the best from me to you. When the beastie brangle mutton to the hill and the glen, I'll be strutting out my tether to your arms once back again. Buck away.
Just to wrap up 1967, we'll be listening to Baby, You're a Rich Man, followed by All You Need Is Love. Both of those were released as a single by the Beatles on December 8th, 1967.
That you know who you are. What do you want to be? And have you traveled very far? Far as the eye can see. How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people? How often have you been?
she can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Christmas with the Beatles, a special edition of Now and Then here on WJFF. Stay tuned for next week's program, where we'll do part two of Christmas with the Beatles, the fan club recordings. Thank you so much for listening.